Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
It's the final area matchup of the season for Wetumpka Indians basketball. We welcome you to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie. And it's an interesting game that we've got coming up here in a moment. We have our girls matchup in just a few minutes, and then the boys will immediately follow between Wetumpka and the Percy Julian Phoenix. Both area tournaments have already been set in stone. Our standings are final at this point. Stanhope Elmore set to host the area tournament for the girls, while Wetumpka will host for the boys. But that doesn't take away from the importance of a matchup that you know you're going to see this team again, especially for the girls. We already know a first-round matchup will be upcoming in just a few weeks for Wetumpka and Percy Julian. And then on the boys' side later tonight, we know that that could end up being a championship game for the area and a chance to punch a ticket to the AHSA playoffs. Lot on the line later that you can learn a lot tonight, Mitch.
Yeah, absolutely. You come into this one, Indians got a big win, Lady Indians. They did 75-12 against Marbury just 2 days ago on Tuesday. Kind of a get-right game. Indians came into that one on a few-game losing streak, but got the momentum rolling. Had 11 different Indians score in that one. It was great to see everybody get involved, but like you were alluding to, you know that you're going to play this team again in just about 2 weeks, so it's not only, you know, what can you learn about yourselves, but what can you learn about how you respond, how you're going to play this team, and especially, you know, heading into that matchup, trying to build some confidence, and of course what to expect on in during that game.
Yeah, both the boys and girls got wins over Marbury earlier this week, so carrying a little bit of momentum as we go into this one. We're in Montgomery for Wetumpka and Percy Julian on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Welcome you back now to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. And as we get ready for tip-off here tonight, it's time for our keys to the game, brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. We'll go to Mitch Petrie for our keys tonight.
Yeah, I got a couple of keys to the game. First one, like I've said so many times during these Lady Indians games, is you got to trust your bigs down low. Logan Banks, Queen Ballard, both with a double-double against Marbury. Also, the two leaders of the team in points, Queen Ballard with 17 and Logan Banks with 14. And when the Indians are moving the ball down the down in the paint, they're making some good passes, getting lots of assists. This team is really hard to stop. You got to trust your bigs down low is my first key. And then my other key is come out and play some really tight defense. I think back to that Marbury game, and this Indians team did such a great job defending around the perimeter. Marbury was not able to penetrate inside, did not get any really clean looks from inside the paint, and I think that was a huge part in keeping them to such a low score. And if you talk about that game, and the team had 27 steals as a whole, probably the most they've had all season, or certainly close to it. So defense really comes into this one, coming off of a great win against Marbury, and looking to see them continue that here tonight.
You mentioned Queen Ballard. She had 20 points against Percy Julian in the first matchup. That one was in Wetumpka. But I do want to look at Aaliyah Humphrey as well. Had 15 points in that matchup, but Indians went 4 for 12 from beyond the arc in that game. She was 3 for 3 over the course of that. So maybe trying to put a little bit more focus on going beyond the arc could be an interesting facet of this ball game. Maya Richardson had 10 in that game as well, so interested to see if she can carry some of that momentum herself. It's now time for our starting lineups, brought to you by First Community Bank. Aaliyah Humphrey will be in the starting five. It's the same five that we typically see for this Indians team, with Humphrey the guard as a sophomore, the freshman guard Maya Richardson, along with the junior forward Layla Culpepper. Logan Banks in the lineup as well as the sophomore forward, and Queen Ballard, the senior, will round out the starting five for the Indians. Ballard, as we've noted, will be a key part of this matchup, as she seems to be throughout. Again, want to mention the area standings just real quick. Stanhope Elmore has locked in the number one spot in the area for the girls, so they will be hosting the area tournament. We'll give you more updates on what the schedule of that will look like over the next couple of weeks. You can check it all out on the Wetumpka Sports Network, Facebook, Instagram, and WetumpkaSports.com. The Indians are second at the moment at 1-2 in the area, 15-7 on the season, while Percy Julian is 7-14 and 0-3 in the area. We're just about set for tip-off between Wetumpka and Percy Julian on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
From Radio Alabama Sports, this is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
Ready for tip-off now, as Percy Julian and the Indians have taken to the floor here. We are set for tip-off. I'll go through Percy Julian's lineup real quick as well. Bill Keese Brinson on the floor for the Phoenix. It'll be Tiana Thomas who will be set for the tip-off here at the jump ball, upcoming in just a moment. Jakeisha Robinson in the lineup for Percy Julian, as well as Malaysia Haston. And she will be out there with Angelia Hicks. That will make up the Percy Julian lineup. We had just a bit of a stoppage before we get going, as they had a clock malfunction, but they've got it all sorted out now. And we are ready for tip-off. Logan Banks set to do it, and she will not win the jump ball there. Percy Julian with the first possession of the night. Bill Keese Brinson to the far corner. A three-pointer from Hicks off the front of the rim there, as Banks comes away with a rebound. Humphrey with it to start, as she gives to Culpepper. They'll go back and forth a lot. A lot of ball movement from this Indians team, as we've come to find. They get to Culpepper now on the far wing. Back to Humphrey. A floating pass inside to Ballard. Now, three-pointer from the far corner. No good there from Culpepper. fighting for that board. And Percy Julian will come away with it. Angelia Hicks managed to take it away from Queen Ballard on the rebound effort. Hicks will have it in the front court now. She'll look inside. Brinson tries to back out a little bit. A pass now going to Hicks. And over with Robinson. Almost had it stolen away, though. She tried to find Angelia Hicks, but Maya Richardson was right there for it. Almost a steal for the Indians.
Richardson plays some great defense. Just as a freshman, she just really sees the court super well. Picks up a lot of assists and a lot of steals as a three comes out of the hands of Hicks off the mark, though.
Yeah, Hicks had it off the inbound. She had given it to Brinson right back, and she just could not connect on the three from the near wing. As we remain scoreless here after the first minute of play, Humphrey has it. Another look inside. Banks couldn't hold on to it there in the paint, and Percy Julian takes it back. Haston there was able to scoop it up, and now Percy Julian with a chance to strike first. 6:30 left in the first quarter. Hicks with it again, covered heavily by Banks as she tries to penetrate, giving over to Thomas. She will take a floater from about the free throw line off the mark. Rebound by Banks. Richardson for the Indians, looking for the first points of the night still. Culpepper to Humphrey. Now a look to Banks again, but it's stolen away. Brinson picked it off, and she stepped out of bounds on the fast break. She came down the near sideline and just couldn't keep herself in bounds.
And a couple of just not great passes here from the Indians, leading to a few turnovers here in these first couple of possessions. Not what you're typical to see here from this Indians offense.
Culpepper has it, gives to Richardson up top. Now Banks standing at the stripe. Now Culpepper again, corner three, no good. Pardon, from the wing. A good rebound from Aaliyah Humphrey, though, and she'll look back inside. Ballard in the post, a spin hook shot there will fall. And finally, first blood is drawn. 2-0 Indians with 5:45 left in the first quarter. Wide open, Bilkis Brinson. She pulls a three from the near side, off target. And a rebound there from Robinson. Got fouled on the putback. Foul's going to go against Aaliyah Humphrey. First call of the night against either team. It is a shooting foul as she tried to go back up with it. And that'll put Brinson at the line. First free throw, short-armed there, and hits the front of the rim. Percy Julian, coached by Jennifer Callahan, a 7-14 record overall this season as they get their first points of the night. Pardon, it was Jakeisha Robinson that was shooting the free throw. She made the second. It makes it 2-1 now with 5:30 left in the quarter. Banks has it. Look inside. Right under the basket. Ballard couldn't get it the first chance. Got a board. Couldn't put it back, but draws a foul.
Yeah, and that's something that Queen Ballard has really done a great job of all season. It's not only grabbing offensive boards, but she gets fouled quite a bit when she's down low in that paint. When you have somebody as tall as she is, it's really hard to defend without fouling, and she's been pretty solid here at the free throw line.
And first free throw from Ballard off the mark there as she's got the only points for Wetumpka so far, a 2-1 ball game, and she's got both of them. Second attempt coming now for Ballard, who again had 20 last time, stumbling at the free throw line there, and might be a lane violation. It should be, and yes, it is. It was Angelia Hicks who was leaning a little bit too far forward there, lost her balance and tumbled into the lane, and Ballard grateful for it as she missed the second effort, and she will get one more opportunity.
I don't see that every day.
So her third free throw attempt rims out, won't go. Richardson with a good rebound, though. Back to Ballard. Great ball movement. Aaliyah Humphrey, far corner for three, bottom. Yeah, Humphrey with the three.
And you talk about it there in the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. See if Aaliyah can get the three going here early, and first shot of the night for her falls.
Bounce passing inside here, right under the basket. A bucket there for the Phoenix. This time it was Jakeisha Robinson who got it to go. 5-3 now, with Wetumpka with a two-point advantage. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Ballard now back under the basket, and again, she will bank one in. Ballard with four. Humphrey just had that three a moment ago. Makes it 7-3 with Wetumpka. This is Brinson. She'll try and drive in. A floating pass misfired to Haston as they scramble for possession of it on the deck. And I believe going out of bounds, they may have called a foul on this. And yeah, they did. Called against Malaysia Haston as she dove for it there a bit late. A lot of contact on the effort there, and it gives possession back to Wetumpka.
Lexi Smith will come into the game as well. Maya Richardson going to take a quick seat on the bench here.
Humphrey bringing it up with a four-point lead. Lexi Smith, you mentioned the substitution. She's in for the first time. She's known for the three ball, open for three. She'll pull it and nail it. Got it from the near corner. 10-3 Wetumpka now with 4:15 to play in the first. A pass nearly intercepted by Humphrey, but now Percy Julian scrambling to keep it in play. They do. Keandria Campbell will give over to Hicks, who drives down the right side of the lane. Couldn't get the lay. Great effort by Humphrey to pick it up. Lost her dribble a little bit. Ends up getting called for a carry.
And that's a tough carry foul there. She was trying to find Lexi Smith. She was wide open on the fast break, but I don't think Smith was quite ready for the pass, and it forced Aaliyah to stop that dribble, kind of pull it down, and unfortunately gets the carry call there.
Percy Julian now trying to take advantage. A three-pointer from Hicks will airball there as Banks came away with the rebound. Immediately had it stolen away, though, and Percy Julian gets a quick fast break bucket from Bilkis Brinson. Timeout called by Coach Winchester. 3:45 left in quarter number one. It's 10-5 Wetumpka on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
We're just over halfway through the first quarter, and the Indians leading it 10-5. They've got possession now after the Coach Winchester timeout. Layla Culpepper will give to Lexi Smith, pulling a three again, and could not make that one from the right side of the top. Fought for a rebound there under the basket. Got knocked out of bounds. I believe Angelia Hicks was the last to touch it, and she was. And Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound for the black and gold here from the baseline with a five-point advantage. She'll float one to Smith, who fires right back to Humphrey. Wide open. Corner three. No good. Richardson with a great rebound. Gives to Smith. Back to Richardson. Pulling the three from the opposite end. She's got it this time.
And it's a shooting fest here early for the Indians. Just a great job in finding the open woman outside the arc, and a couple of great shots have fallen here for the Indians as Percy Julian will take their first time out.
Three different players have made three-pointers for the Indians so far. Humphrey, Richardson, and Lexi Smith makes it 13-5 with 3:12 to play in the first quarter on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there.
Both teams using a timeout here in the first quarter as Wetumpka leads it 13-5. Percy Julian, the one that just used it that time with Coach Jennifer Callahan. They will have possession here after the third made three of the night for the Indians in just this first quarter. Coming from three different players in three different positions of the court as well. Percy Julian trying to look inside. Kendria Campbell will spin and get a mid-range shot to fall. Makes it 13-7 now. Lexi Smith from the far corner tried to look down the baseline, gave to Culpepper instead. Richardson from up top, three-pointer off target, and a rebound there that is immediately stolen away by Humphrey. She's got Banks, but Banks is going to be called for a walk that time. Boy, it was good effort there from Aaliyah Humphrey, though. She stole away the rebound from Jakeisha Robinson. Banks just got a little carried away on the walk.
Yeah, and you talk about Aaliyah Humphrey snagging that rebound there for a second. I mean, the first dribble that Hicks took, just Aaliyah Humphrey was right there, poked it right on out.
Tried to air a pass down the floor here. It was from the baseline, landed at about midcourt, and that time Percy Julian just couldn't hold on to the basketball as it goes out of play.
And this full court press here for the Indians kind of forcing them to go for that long pass, and it contributes to the turnover there.
Humphrey with it now with 2:20 left, giving to Richardson. Now three-pointer, far corner, off target from Smith, but Humphrey racing in to get it, gets poked in the eye there, and that stops her up. A fast break opportunity for Percy Julian now, can't get a lay. Brinson with a putback, no good either, but a foul is called that time against Logan Banks. Aaliyah Humphrey never made it back down the floor. She was clearly poked in the eye, I believe, as she had tried to race for that basketball, and that's what prompted Percy Julian to get a fast break chance and now put them at the free throw line.
And hopefully Humphrey will be all right. She's got one of those threes that we mentioned just a few moments ago, but also just a huge player for this Indians team. Does a great job of facilitating the ball. Hopefully she'll be able to check back into this one.
First free throw there is good for Percy Julian with 2:06 left to go. Indians with a five-point advantage. One more free throw coming. And it was Bilkis Brinson who nails both of them here to make it 13-9. Culpepper now. She'll pull a three. Couldn't get it. Good rebound from Ballard. She gives right back to Culpepper. Now Richardson up top. Trying to drive in. Steps up. Can't make a mid-range shot from the elbow. And Percy Julian gets a stop there with a minute 45 left in the first. Firing a pass down the floor that was deflected. Percy Julian was able to come away with it anyway with Brinson. Now driving in, Thomas. She'll float one, can't get it either. Good rebound from Logan Banks as the Indians jog back up the floor here. Culpepper. Now Richardson pulls one. Elbow shot, no good as Banks could not come up with a board there. Jada Harris with it for Percy Julian now. She'll bounce pass one that cannot connect. Maybe there was a foul called instead. Goes against Maya Richardson.
And Percy Julian kind of making a living here at the free throw line. Three of their 9 points have come from the free throw line, and some more chance to add on to that here.
So two more free throws coming. The first one is off the back iron with 1:11 left in the first. Second free throw on the way now for Mariana Harris. Both her and Jada Harris on the floor here tonight. They did not play against Wetumpka a couple of weeks ago. Couldn't make the second free throw either. It was knocked out of bounds, though. And I believe Percy Julian will remain with possession here, as I think it was last touched by the Indians. Inbounding for the Phoenix is Haston. She'll fire one into Brinson, who retreats and resets for Percy Julian. Now driving down the right side of the lane, and way too much on the layup effort there. Overshot it. Just had a full head of steam that was a little bit too much for her. Smith has it now. She'll pull a three for Wetumpka. No good there as she tries to chase down her own board. She's got it in the near corner, looping around now as she's trying to put some dribble moves on Brinson, and it draws a reach-in foul against Bilkis Brinson.
Aaliyah Humphrey checked back into the game, taking the spot of Layla Culpepper. Good to see that she's all right.
Smith gets the inbound. She'll pull a three and catch and shoot, and it falls. 16-9 Wetumpka, the second made three now for Lexi Smith. Whistle blown and a travel called on Percy Julian before Tiana Thomas could even make it past half court. 30 seconds left in the first. Humphrey inbounding at midcourt again. Humphrey will give to Richardson what might be the last possession of the quarter, depending on how Wetumpka takes this. Might go to Lexi Smith again, but she'll give back to Humphrey. Now Richardson, Smith in the far corner, driving down the baseline. A pass to Ballard that she could not corral. Tiana Thomas comes away with it. Now fast break, trying to get a lay. Can't, as Jada Harris could not get it to fall. A rebound here from Richardson as she races down. Time expiring, and they will not get another shot off. Into the first quarter, Indians with a 7-point lead, 16-9 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home. With affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region, CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Indians leading it 16-9 as we enter the second quarter of play. Wetumpka will have possession to start the period. Maya Richardson giving to Lexi Smith. Now Richardson back to Humphrey. Also on the floor is Queen Ballard and Logan Banks standing in the paint. Smith will have it now, passing back and forth with Humphrey as she directs traffic. Finding Smith again, near corner three, and overshot it just a bit. Percy Julian comes away with a board there. Amariana Harris with a nice play off the glass. Now Brinson, she'll dish it over. Jada Harris pulls a mid-range two, no good. Good effort from Aaliyah Humphrey there to scoop it up on a free chance for the board. Now Smith pulling a long three, no good. Ballard with a rebound, fighting inside and showing the height advantage there. She easily manages to drop one in. 18-9 Wetumpka now, as Amariana Harris quickly pulls a corner three that is well off the mark. It was Humphrey who got it, tried to give to Smith, who almost, well, was going to give it right back. Instead, she misfired, and it was taken away. Brinson couldn't get an easy layup there as Richardson brings it right back down. No-look pass. Humphrey near corner three, overshot at that time, and a rebound there from Harris. Amariana Harris giving to Jada Harris as she tries to drive inside, and we'll get a lay to go. 18-11 Wetumpka, 6:30 left in the second quarter. Richardson, step back, pulling a two, and off target again. This time, Percy Julian taking advantage of a wild ball there. She got a rebound. Harris couldn't get a lay, neither could Brinson. And Wetumpka with it again. With numbers here, they'll look inside. Ballard in the paint, can't get it to go. But again, drawing the foul.
And third trip here to the free throw line. Or actually, sorry, scratch that. Second trip to the free throw line for Queen Ballard here.
Well, the last time she was up to the line, it was also on a shooting foul, and she ended up missing three opportunities off that lane violation, and misses this one as well. Indians will make a substitution. Layla Culpepper coming in for Maya Richardson, so it's Culpepper, Smith, Ballard, Humphrey, and Banks on the floor right now for Wetumpka. Second free throw coming for Ballard, and she's got that one. 19-11, Wetumpka. Percy Julian quickly trying to get down court. Finds Jada Harris. She'll pull a two that is, again, off target here. Had a lot of shot opportunities. She hasn't been able to take advantage of them yet. Humphrey with it now. Jada Harris right now with 2 points for Percy Julian. Culpepper working with Humphrey. Floating a pass inside now. This is Banks. She pulls a floater that will go. Beautiful looking shot there off a spin and floater.
And what a great way for Banks to earn her first points of the night. Great moves and a great shot.
Indians almost forced a turnover in the backcourt. They're still making it tough on Percy Julian, but they finally get across with Brinson. She fires to Jada Harris, who pulls a long two as she was standing on the line. Couldn't get it to fall, though. Culpepper came away with it, and Banks will give to Smith. Smith looking inside. Banks, now Ballard. She tries to put one up and will make it once again. Ballard making her presence felt so far in the lane. She's got nine. Phoenix with it. Mastin passed it to Amariana Harris. And this time, from inside the paint, she'll get it to fall.
Not too many paint shots here falling for the Phoenix. Good to see them get things going a little bit.
They've had a lot of opportunities on fast breaks. They really have not been able to take advantage so far. Logan Banks standing in the paint. She'll pull a mid-range shot. Can't get it, but a rebound by Ballard, and the putback no good either. Phoenix again with numbers down the floor. Jada Harris, now Amariana Harris. She'll lay it in off the glass.
Points on back-to-back possessions there for Amariana Harris, all coming from inside the paint there.
23-15, a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Winchester. 4:15 left to go in the second quarter. And Wetumpka right now has been trying to take advantage of the opportunities, but really Percy Julian is the one that has been struggling for the most part. They've had multiple fast break chances, and it almost feels like they're setting themselves up for opportunities down the floor while they're playing defense. You'll notice just about every time so far, Mitch, Wetumpka has gotten a basket, Percy Julian has somehow ended up with numbers on the other end of the floor on what's turned into fast breaks.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that is them trying to escape this full court press that the Indians have kind of played on and off a little bit throughout this first quarter and a half, and just hustling down the floor are the Phoenix. And like you mentioned, it's leading to not only one person down there for the Phoenix, but a second as well. And when you got two down there, it's hard to get those numbers back in time, especially coming off of a main basket, because, you know, you want to be down there trying to get second chance points if the bucket doesn't fall through.
Indians coming out of the huddle now with an 8-point advantage in the second quarter. 4:15 left to play. Make sure to stick around for our City of Wetumpka halftime show coming up in just a bit, and then we'll also have coverage of the boys game immediately following this girls matchup. Wetumpka with possession out of the timeout here. Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound for the Indians.
And worth noting, it almost feels like an Indians home game here. Probably twice as many Indians fans compared to Phoenix.
Plenty of black and gold in the stands for sure. Richardson with it. She'll try and step up, pulling a mid-range shot that is off target from outside of the lane. Banks with a good rebound. Tick, one dribble, and then she'll go back up and got it to fall. 25-15 Wetumpka halfway through the second quarter.
Surprised to see no foul call on that either. A lot of contact there for Logan Banks, but great job to finish anyway.
Brinson pulling a three, misfired again. Percy Julian has taken about four three-point shots. I'm not sure that they have touched iron on any of them yet, as Wetumpka misfiring a pass there. Richardson was looking for Smith. It goes out of bounds. Lexi Smith coming out of the ballgame here. And for Wetumpka, it'll be Peak coming back in. We're entering for the first time tonight, that is. Zaria Peak, as a pass was misfired there. Boy, Percy Julian was trying to get it to Angelia Hicks, and it was Culpepper who knocked it out of play. It hit a fan there in the head who was walking by. She seems to be okay, thankfully. And we resume. Percy Julian with Brinson. Brinson retreating. She'll give back to Hicks. Looking to try and drive inside with the right hand. She'll touch it off the glass and get it to go. 25-17 now, Wetumpka. With Aaliyah Humphrey here, we're finally starting to see some of those layups go for Percy Julian. Richardson now, a long pass to Peak, now looking inside. Culpepper can't get it. Banks almost had a rebound, but lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Percy Julian ball.
waiting here for a second while Angelia Hicks has to tuck in her jersey, but that is squared away now. No inbound it.
Phoenix with Hicks. She'll look to fire it inside again. Amariana Harris wasn't tall enough to catch the one that flew overhead as the pass goes out of bounds. Culpepper to Richardson here as they bring it back up. Now Zaria Peak thought about a three. Gives to Banks instead. She steps up. Can't get the short pull-up shot to go. And Percy Julian comes away with it. Angelia Hicks again. Now Thomas. Now Brinson. They'll look inside. And a nice bucket there from under the basket. It's Amariana Harris.
She's kind of been the spark here for the Phoenix offense. Really doing a great job in the paint.
6 points so far for Harris as Logan Banks is caught in a tie-up here with two Percy Julian players. It was Tiana Thomas and Jada Harris who both got involved in it, forced the jump ball, which will result in a turnover. Phoenix with the basketball now. Thomas giving to Brinson. Now a pass, Amariana Harris pulling one, a long two from the far corner, no good. Brinson got the board, was looking to pass, and had it batted out of bounds by Banks. Percy Julian still with possession. We're just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Indians making substitutions. Lexi Smith on the floor along with Culpepper, Humphrey, Ballard, and Banks. Hicks gets it in play to Brinson. Now Jada Harris, a three ball, no good. Hit the backboard, still has not touched the rim as it goes out of bounds. Wetumpka will still have possession of it. Minute 45 left in the half now. Richardson to Smith. And Richardson again, now Culpepper. Going around the arc. A floater pass inside that goes right back out. Banks had it for a moment. Now Richardson open. She'll drive down the lane. Got the layup. And she draws a foul. It was Tiana Thomas that time who had a lot of contact with Maya Richardson. Drawing the foul and and-one opportunity here for Maya Richardson as she heads to the line.
That was a great move there from Richardson. Kind of saw the contact coming her way, but kept going straight ahead. Switched the ball over to her left hand. Good finish there. And unfortunately, not able to convert on the and-one free throw.
Well, Richardson misses the free throw as Hicks will give it over to Brinson. Now a three ball from Thomas that goes. Possibly. Might have been a two there. No, they're going to say it's a three. She was awfully close to that line there. But they'll give her credit for it. 27-22 with a minute 5 left to go in the half. Richardson driving down the baseline. Lost it on her way up as Hicks picks it up. Hicks will slow things down up top with 1 minute to go in the half. Three ball again from Thomas. She's got another one. Back-to-back threes from Tiana Thomas. Cuts it to a two-point game now. Lexi Smith, she pulls a three. Can't answer the work of Tiana Thomas. As Percy Julian comes away with a board. Angelia Hicks with it. And with 35 seconds left in the half, suddenly Percy Julian has a chance to tie or take the lead. A three again from Hicks, trying to bank it. Couldn't get that one. Tiana Thomas, the only one to make them so far. She's got back-to-back threes moments ago. Now Wetumpka turning it over here. Picked up by Brinson. She'll drive in. Couldn't make the lay. Rebound Hicks. She can't get it either. Brinson another chance. She's got it this time. And we're tied 27-27. 5 seconds left in the half. Smith, long three. And it is short. And that will end the first half. Wetumpka dominated the first about 15 minutes of that half. And then in the final minute and a half or so, Percy Julian manages to storm back from down 10, and they tie it up 27-27 at the halftime point. We'll take a break. When we come back, the City of Wetumpka halftime show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Gavin Baxley here for the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. The Indians dominated that first quarter and a half, but Percy Julian came storming back with an 11-0 run to end out the half, and we are all knotted at 27. Queen Ballard is leading the way here for the Indians. She's got 9 of the Indians' 27 points and has quite a few boards to go with it. 7 boards for her, as well as a block and a steal. Lexi Smith came out and nailed 2 threes in that first half, and Smith did a great job from beyond the arc. Has a couple of assists too to go with it as well, and a board for her as well. Maya Richardson came in, has 5 points on the night and quite a few rebounds. Not super typical from Maya Richardson, really showing off that hustle. Is kind of doing it on both the ends of the floor. Got 6 boards for her as well. And Aaliyah Humphrey nailed a 3 in that first half, but thing that sticks out to me about Aaliyah Humphrey's numbers right now, 6 assists for her, something she has done well all season long. On the other side, Percy Julian's got 3 players tied with 6 points, leading the team there. Bequise Brenson has 6, as well as Tiana Thomas with 6, and Amariana Harris with 6 as well there for the Phoenix.
Yeah, and you mentioned Humphrey, who's always been someone who's able to really deal it for this Indians team, and so she's not having the highest of scoring nights thus far, but she always makes sure that her impact is felt. They got to keep getting those threes to fall. We saw the Indians get really hot with Humphrey, Smith, and Richardson all making threes in, I believe, back-to-back-to-back possessions there, and then things kind of went cold for Wetumpka from beyond the arc, so you got to try and find that rhythm again, but also keep that focus on Queen Ballard in the paint. If you can't get those threes to fall, though, it's going to get tougher and tougher to get things going from under the basket with Queen Ballard, because they're going to continue to try and focus in on that and allow Wetumpka to pull threes when they feel like they cannot make them. On Percy Julian's end, though, you got to look at the fast break opportunities. They've had a lot of them. They haven't been able to make a lot of them up until the last minute and a half or so of the first half. And Amariana Harris has been a big part of that with six. But we've seen Jada Harris has been really one of the main people who have had opportunities to drive in and get those layups, and she has not been able to take advantage of a lot of opportunities so far. If she can get going, that will help Percy Julian be able to come out on top, which we certainly hope will not happen. It's 27-27 with Wetumpka tied up with Percy Julian after the, I believe, 10-point run there to end the first half, made it all knotted up at 27 each. We'll take a break. When we come back, the second half of Wetumpka and Percy Julian in the girls' matchup on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Just about ready for the second half of play here, as Wetumpka is all knotted up with Percy Julian, 27-27 after the first half of play. Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here as we get ready for the last 16 minutes of this girls' matchup. And then we'll have the boys' matchup after that. Wetumpka and Percy Julian for the boys starting about 10 minutes after the conclusion of this one, which has been action-packed so far. All tied up in what we really thought seemed like it was going to be a game where Wetumpka was going to pull away a good bit. But Percy Julian stormed back there at the end of that first half.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about those fast break points there for the Phoenix, and a big part of that comes off of a couple of turnovers that the Indians had in that first half. 8 turnovers, and definitely something that the Indians are going to want to clean up here in this second half.
Percy Julian still in their huddle. Wetumpka is ready to go, though. They've got everyone on the floor for them in their black and gold uniforms, while Percy Julian in their all-white jerseys tonight. On the floor for the Indians, Aaliyah Humphrey, Maya Richardson, Queen Ballard, Logan Banks, and Layla Culpepper. Humphrey with it as she gives to Richardson. Back and forth, they'll keep moving it around, trying to catch Percy Julian out of place. They give to Banks now, who tries to drive inside, but she's going to get called for putting an elbow out there and an offensive foul against Banks to open up the half.
Definitely not what you want to see if you're the Indians. Turnover there, and not what you're looking for to start the half. Percy Julian carries all the momentum here in this third quarter and giving them a little bit more.
Hicks has it. She'll give up top to Tiana Davis. Back to Hicks again. Right beyond the arc, she'll pull a three, no good, and Ballard with a rebound. Well, we saw Percy Julian struggle from beyond the arc. They finally got it going there, but it was all with Tiana Thomas. She made back-to-back threes. No one else has made one for Percy Julian so far. Aaliyah Humphrey has it from the top of the key. And she gives to Richardson, open for three, pulls it from the near wing, no good. Rebound from Ballard, she'll go back up. Couldn't get it on the first, got it on the second effort, though. Breaks the tie. It's 29-27, 7 minutes left in the third. Hicks, a bounce pass to an open Brinson, thought about pulling a three, then thought otherwise. Tiana Thomas, giving back to Hicks up top. Now Brinson, check that, Jada Harris. She pulls a three, no good. Brinson there for the rebound, back to Harris. Jada pulls it again, and same spot, same result. Back-to-back missed threes there for Jada Harris. Wetumpka takes a possession. Humphrey will back up, wait for the call here from Winchester. As coach fouls it up for him, they get ready to roll here. Humphrey handing to Bank for Richardson. She'll try and drive, backs away from it. Now back up top again with Humphrey. Richardson, near wing, pulls the three, and a little too much on it that time. Good effort, though, and a rebound for the Indians with Culpepper. Humphrey tried to drive inside, handed it to Ballard, who easily got that one to go.
That was a good pass there, or I guess rather handoff from Aaliyah Humphrey. Got all the Percy Julian defenders looking her direction, thought she was going to take it all the way, but instead passes to Queen Ballard, who comes away with the bucket.
Tiana Thomas had a wide open look from three, and she chose otherwise, and then she gave to Hicks, who got fouled just a moment ago. Angelia Hicks drawing the foul from beyond the arc. It was called against Layla Culpepper. Percy Julian will inbound here. It was called on the floor. It's 31-27 so far in this second half. Indians have outscored the Phoenix 4-0. Thomas in the near corner, gave to Hicks. Right back to Thomas. She misses the three, and a rebound there from Logan Banks. Humphrey lobbing a pass to Richardson. She'll try and drive down the baseline. Ran out of real estate and gave back to Humphrey. Now up top is Culpepper. Humphrey with it again. As Wetumpka resets with just over 5 minutes left in the third. Banks will set a pick. She'll go for the pick and roll here. Gave it to Banks. Got a shot off the bank. Draws the foul as well. And she will head to the free throw line.
And that was a good move there from Logan Banks. Kind of the pick and roll, a timeless classic here in basketball, and executed to perfection there. Set the pick, found the open woman, and great pass there from Aaliyah Humphrey to let it all happen.
Another and one opportunity, just the second that we've seen so far tonight, as Maya Richardson had one earlier. She couldn't take advantage of the free throw. Banks can't either. She short-armed it and airballed on the free throw there as it goes out of play. Nonetheless, 2 points on that possession for Wetumpka makes it a 6-0 start for the black and gold in the third quarter. 5 minutes left in the period, and it's 33-27 Wetumpka. Percy Julian with it in the far corner. That's Amariana Harris caught in a tie-up here. Layla Culpepper got in there, and she will force the jump ball.
Great basketball IQ there from Layla Culpepper. Did a good job there. Saw that her woman had nobody to pass to. Everybody was covered and just reaches right for it, ties it up there. And I think a possession arrow will still point the way of the Phoenix, but good opportunity there.
Yeah, Percy Julian will keep it here as Angelia Hicks will inbound after getting caught in the tie-up a moment ago. Jada Harris has it up top. A bounce pass to Hicks, who's looking to drive but gives instead. And it comes right back to her. Now, from the free throw line, a missed opportunity from Tiana Thomas. Good rebound, though, and a bad shot effort from Angelia Hicks. Couldn't get that one to fall. She was kind of falling backwards as she pulled it from mid-range. As now, Humphrey will draw a foul on the other end. Was just about getting ready to drive in, and a reach-in called instead. She'll inbound from just in front of the Indians bench. So after that big run for Percy Julian, a bit of a drought. Indians trying to take advantage. A three-pointer no good there from Aaliyah Humphrey as Ballard fights for a rebound, threw it off Tiana Thomas before it went out of play, and that will maintain possession for Wetumpka.
And that's a great job there from Ballard. And want to note, that was with her left hand, non-dominant hand, so really good hand-eye coordination there to catch it, not only catch it, but shoot it right off the chest there of Thomas.
Inbound here goes to Ballard as she goes up for it, and a jump ball is called as she got caught in a tie-up as she gets it and she holds it above her head. And if you do that for too long, you typically give your defenses opportunities to reach for it, and that's what happened there. Got caught in the tie-up. Wetumpka still has possession off of it, though. Humphrey tried to give to Ballard, but first she was fouled by Bilkis Brinson. That is her third foul of the night with 4:11 left in the third. Still a scoreless quarter for Percy Julian. Wetumpka, after giving up a big run to end the half, coming out of the locker room and putting one together of their own. Almost turned it over there. Keandria Campbell had stolen it away, but then on the fast break effort, she overshot the pass there, and Culpepper took it back. Humphrey with a no-look pass to Banks, who drives inside, runs into a wall of Keandria Campbell there, who thought she was stopped and had her feet planted, but they're going to call a defensive foul anyway. Blocking foul against Keandria Campbell, and Logan Banks will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, and that's just a tough foul there. She kind of got clipped in the head.
She could feel it a little bit. She was kind of took a moment to get up. They're going to let her walk around for just a second. Now she is ready to shoot two. Was a shooting foul, by the way. Though Percy Julian has now committed four fouls in this third quarter. So one more, and the Indians are in the bonus the rest of the way through the third. There's 3:49 left in the period as Banks missed the first free throw. Second one on the way and will go in and out. Couldn't connect there. Tiana Thomas with a rebound for Percy Julian. A missed shot there for Percy Julian as they get the board. Angelia Hicks having it. She'll give to Jada Harris, driving down the baseline, trying to find room as she's in trouble now. Trapped by Banks and Ballard. And a timeout there by Coach Callahan will save the Phoenix. Well, Jada Harris just ran into trouble there as Banks and Ballard just closed in on her, got her put in a corner essentially, and Coach Jennifer Callahan was racing down the sideline there to call that timeout.
Yeah, she was hustling. Looked like she was on a fast break there, just really ran straight down to the official, wanted to make sure she got it off, but good job by Queen Ballard. She was already down there guarding him, and then Logan Banks just came in, really sealed off that trap, made sure there was nowhere to go there for Hicks, and almost just seconds away from a tie up there.
Coach Winchester's got to be happy with how this second half has started. You give up a big run there before going into the locker room, but you come right back out and you go on a 6-0 run and counting with 3:30 left in the third quarter as Wetumpka's got the 6-point lead now, 33-27. Inbounding for Percy Julian, Angelia Hicks from the baseline. She'll try and lob one, not sure where she was going with it as Humphrey takes it away. She'll go coast to coast, couldn't get the lay. Banks coming in hot for the rebound, and she will get it instead. 35-27 Wetumpka now, 3:15 left in the period. In the near corner, Hicks looking for space. She'll give over to Campbell. Campbell couldn't get it from under the basket as she spun around in the post. Good rebound from Culpepper as now Humphrey will bring it across. Quickly trying to drive in with the right hand. Couldn't get it, but another foul is drawn, I believe, against Keandrea Campbell that time. And yes, it is.
That's fifth foul of the quarter there against Percy Julian. So any more here, Indians will be heading straight to the free throw line on any of them.
Was a shooting foul nonetheless in this case. Humphrey will shoot two now for Wetumpka. Indians getting ready to make a substitution. Maya Richardson set to come in for the Indians as Humphrey makes the first. Richardson coming in. Queen Ballard will come out. So it's Richardson, Smith with Banks, Humphrey, and Culpepper. Percy Julian going to make one as well here as Mariana Harris will come in for Keandrea Campbell. Angelia Hicks, Bilkis Brinson on the floor, as well as Jada Harris and Tiana Thomas. Second free throw good as well. Humphrey goes 2 for 2 on that trip, and it makes it 37-27, a 10-0 run to start this second half. Percy Julian still looking for the first points. A pass was deflected and sent out of bounds. It was Thomas looking for someone on the baseline there, but Humphrey slapped it out of play. From the baseline again, open three off target from Brinson. They do get the board, but couldn't get the putback there as Amariana Harris had a look at it. Richardson now racing down the floor, trying to do it herself. Instead, she'll give to Humphrey, who was open for three, decides not to as she gives to Banks instead in the post. Spinning, looking, goes up, can't connect. Rebound there from Harris. Whistle's blown, and they're going to go with a foul this time. Humphrey thought she was going to get in on a tie-up between her and Amariana Harris, but won't get the benefit that time. Coach Winchester wanted the jump ball as well.
I think that's probably the right call. The jump ball is, and not what the officials blew. Didn't see a reach-in of any sort on that possession, but officials disagree.
Jada Harris was trapped for a moment, gave to Tiana Thomas, who immediately pulls a three after picking it up off the deck. Couldn't get it. Banks got a rebound there, but it was immediately slapped out of play. Angelia Hicks slapped it out of bounds. Wetumpka holds on to possession, though. 2:15 left in the third now. Richardson gives to Humphrey. Now one more pass to Smith. Pump fakes, now goes up and got it from right outside the paint. Makes it 39-27. What a third quarter it has been for Wetumpka.
Yeah, great job from Lexi Smith right there. Faked the pump, really got everybody to commit to the pump fake. Had her defender slide by, and good finish.
Mariana Harris in the far corner. She'll give over to Angelia Hicks. Looking for somewhere to go. Bounce pass inside, poked away there by Banks. And Percy Julian will have to inbound it here from the baseline. Minute 41 left in the period as Wetumpka makes a couple substitutions now. Peek and Ballard coming in for Aaliyah Humphrey and Layla Culpepper. Inbound will go to Brinson on the far corner as her and Hicks work together. Now a pass to Thomas in the paint, spinning, couldn't get it to go off the glass. Rebound effort sends it back out of play, and Percy Julian will get another chance at it.
And this game's kind of been a game of runs here. Percy Julian ended the first half there on a 10-0 run, and now Indians come out in this quarter with a 12-0 run, taking their lead right back.
Percy Julian still with possession here. They'll give to Campbell, who just checked in. She couldn't get the mid-range shot to go. As now Richardson racing down the floor, she'll go up, couldn't get it. Foul is called, though, in the process. I was waiting for the official to give a signal there. They blew the whistle, but was pausing for dramatic effect. It was called against Tiana Thomas. I was a little concerned they might have gotten her for a charge there, but instead a blocking foul is called. Richardson shooting two for Wetumpka, trying to extend what is now a 12-0 run in this third quarter. First free throw from Richardson is good. As Wetumpka continues to keep their foot on the pedal here. One more free throw coming with a minute 23 left to go in the third. Again, remember, we've got a boys matchup coming up after this, so make sure to stick around in what is the final area game of the regular season before we get ready for the area tournament in just a couple weeks. First weekend of February will be the weekend for that tournament as the three ball is missed there from Amariana Thomas. Richardson, coast to coast, racing down. Underhand lay will not fall, but another foul is called against Angelia Hicks. Tried to reach for the block there from behind. It'll be her second foul of the game. And Richardson back at the free throw line once again. She's had a few trips in this ball game as she makes the first free throw. A 15-point advantage for Wetumpka now. Second free throw, not quite as fortunate. Rebound by Hicks. 42-27 with a minute left to go in the third. Brinson will drive in and could not get anything there as she pulled and airballed a little bit. Banks got trapped, tried to jump and pass, but forgot about the passing part there and was called for an up-down and a travel.
And I think part of that is all the other Indians were racing down the court. I don't think anybody was waiting around for that pass. So when she went up, trying to get the ball over the hands of those Percy Julian defenders, nobody was home for it.
Jada Harris has it. Indians are racing around defensively here. A long two pulled by Angelia Hicks. And finally, the first bucket of the second half for Percy Julian makes it 42-29. 15-2 is the score in this quarter. As Percy Julian forces a stop again, quickly racing down, and here we go again. Percy Julian with another lay. Bilkis Brinson cuts it to 11. And late in periods, Wetumpka has struggled a little bit to keep Percy Julian at bay. Richardson to Banks. One more pass to a wide open Ballard under the basket. And that's about as easy as they come. Gets that to go, and it's 44-31. 10 seconds left in the third. Brinson, she'll fire off a pass. Jada Harris pulling a contested three, no good. Wetumpka with it with 2-1, and a heave from Banks will not make it there as we end quarter number three. 44-31, Wetumpka dominant in the third quarter as they have the advantage with one quarter to go on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Wetumpka leading it over Percy Julian in this girls' matchup, 44-31. As we enter quarter number four, alongside Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. And the Wetumpka Indians are looking to close out area play of the regular season with a win. Right now sitting at 1-2 in area play, 15-7 on the year. And this would certainly be a solid way to end area play, as the Indians already know they'll take on Percy Julian again in just a couple weeks in that area tournament out in Millbrook. Percy Julian will have possession to start the fourth quarter as Brinson will give to Harris. Amariana Harris pulling a three or pardon, that was Angelia Hicks that pulled it and nailed it as she cuts it to 10 now, 44-34.
That was a deep three shot, that one from probably about 5 feet beyond the arc. An impressive shot there for the Phoenix.
Smith gave to Banks, and she could not get the mid-range shot to go from inside the paint. Brinson has it now for Percy Julian. Trailing by 10, trying to cut it back to single digits. Hicks has it, thought about a three. Now she'll look for some space in that far corner. Backing away, a long pass across the way to Brinson. She'll try and drive in now. Across her body, pulls a shot in the paint that will not fall as they come away with a board. Now a three-pointer again from Hicks. No good. This time a rebound from Harris. Jada Harris couldn't get it to fall either. Multiple chances on that possession. Percy Julian comes up empty. Humphrey for Wetumpka. After a dominant third quarter, Indians outscored the Phoenix 15-4 in that last period as Queen Ballard standing in the paint went up for it, but they're going to say there was a foul on the floor before that. It'll be called against Malaysia Haston. And Wetumpka will inbound. Thought they could have gotten that one as a shooting foul there, but nonetheless, Wetumpka will have possession still as Humphrey inbounds from the baseline and gives to Smith up top. A just missile of a pass there to Kai Dillard as it goes right back to Smith at the top of the key. Smith looking for somewhere to go. Heavily defended by Brinson. A pass now inside to Ballard that is stolen away, then saved by Haston. What a defensive effort from her as a jump ball is called.
It was a great defensive effort there, and great job and awareness by Aaliyah Humphrey to come crashing in as she saw Hicks with the ball, nowhere to go, and just really came in real quick, tied it up, and great job there to force the turnover.
Yeah, so after all the effort there from Haston, Wetumpka still coming away with it off of that jump ball. And Wetumpka will have it up top with Richardson. Now Culpepper, Humphrey, open for three. She'll drive in down the baseline instead. Couldn't get the floater to go. Rebound, though, from Richardson. She can't connect either. Kai Dillard with a board now. Kicking back out. Richardson, three ball, no good. Rebound there now from Culpepper, and she will get it. Plenty of opportunities on that possession. I think everybody got a chance, and it was Culpepper to finish it off.
A great hustle all around from the Indians to just keep coming in, keep crashing the boards, and keep giving their offense a chance to score some more points.
46-34, Wetumpka, as a foul is called on the other end now against Maya Richardson. It was Malaysia Haston that had him, that had possession and called on the floor here, so Percy Julian will just inbound this. Driving in now is Jada Harris. Cannot get it to go on the floater. Culpepper with a nice rebound, launching it down the floor in a football pass kind of way. Caught by Richardson and given to Dillard. Now Humphrey has it, quickly trying to penetrate inside, but she'll give to Banks instead. Standing in the post, going up for it, showing the size as she gets it to go.
And that's no problem for Logan Banks anytime. Just one-on-one coverage down low in that low post. Just no problem for her. Great moves there to find some open space and get the shot up.
Well, she's definitely got the size advantage over Haston. A couple inches taller than her for sure. As they give to Richardson now on a fast break that toilet bowls around, will not fall. Dillard battling for this possession of it. She dove on it and a timeout called by Coach Winchester. What an effort from Kai Dillard, racing around the floor there to grab it and keeping possession with Wetumpka as the Indians take the timeout.
Yeah, that was, like you mentioned, great hustle from Dillard, and then also great job there from Coach Winchester. Smart play to call the timeout there as Dillard was on her back, kind of holding that ball. All the Indians had started to kind of get back on defense. Nobody, no outlet pass for her, so takes the timeout there, saves the possible jump ball call or turnover.
5:04 left to go in the fourth quarter as Wetumpka has extended its lead now to 14. At 48-34. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access is your local link to broadband. Coming out of the timeout now, Wetumpka still with possession after the play of Kai Dillard, who will check out now as Wetumpka will send out on the floor Aaliyah Humphrey, Queen Ballard, Logan Banks, Layla Culpepper, and Maya Richardson.
Starting five out there for the Indians to finish out this last five.
They'll get the inbound here to Banks, who hands to Culpepper, and she will pull a three from the corner that will not fall. Good rebound here from Hicks as she launches it down the floor, but it is picked off by Humphrey. Racing at full speed now, giving to Banks, who takes a floater. And she will get that one to fall. That has become her bread and butter this season.
Yeah, great job in floaters and also the mid-range shot, just kind of from that 5 to 10-foot range is something that Logan Banks has really perfected, it seems like.
Percy Julian was driving inside there with Angelia Hicks, and on the floater, she was fouled. So she will now shoot two. She didn't make the bucket, but gets a chance at the line now with a 50-34 ball game. With 4:34 remaining. Having to clean up a wet spot here after the contact. And speaking of wet spots, by the way, we haven't seen it yet, but in the JV game, we had a bit of an issue right in front of Wetumpka's bench where there was a leak in the roof that was causing a bit of a wet spot in the near corner from beyond the arc. And fortunate to have not had any issue with it so far in this girls' game, but not quite sure what the conditions are outside. I imagine if the rain picks up again, we could see that be an issue later on, but hopefully not. It's been an interesting time so far at Percy Julian High School dealing with that. Made the first free throw there, did Angelia Hicks. Make it 50-35. Second free throw, good as well. And it is 50-36. 4:30 left. As Richardson spinning, got the dribble behind the back there as she drove in, couldn't get the lay, but the battle for the board sends it out of bounds. Wetumpka will maintain possession.
That was a great dribble behind the back there from Maya Richardson. Didn't even slow down or hesitate at all, just did it full speed ahead, and officials are actually going to flip the call here on the floor, say it's Percy Julian's.
Now they discussed it for a moment. Initially, they did call it with Wetumpka, and now Percy Julian takes over with it with 4:20 left to play. Hicks has it, trying to drive down that baseline. She'll fire back up top. Brinson with it, driving down the left side. Now she will lose control a bit, but she did manage to get a lay effort that draws a foul. And this time, it'll be called against Logan Banks. Percy Julian heading back to the free throw line for back-to-back possessions. It's the third foul of the night against Logan Banks. We saw Percy Julian in that first half be able to quickly close the gap on Wetumpka to tie it up after the first 16 minutes of play, and they're going to need something like that here once again. Brinson made the first free throw to cut it to 13 with one more on the way that will not drop. As it goes out of bounds, Percy Julian thinks it's theirs, and the officials agree. So Percy Julian maintaining possession after the one free throw was made there.
Yeah, and a huge part of that run that you just mentioned was turnovers on the Indians, so definitely got to watch your passing here, not let this one get out of hand.
Well, Indians almost forced a turnover, but then Percy Julian gives it right back to him anyway, as Humphrey almost stole the inbounds pass, but then the pass immediately after was misfired to Brinson and out of play. Less than 4 minutes to go now. Wetumpka with possession with Aaliyah Humphrey dealing with a little bit of pressure in the backcourt, but she'll make it across no problem. Had it stripped, but Richardson's there behind her to pick it up. Culpepper now trying to drive. Lost it. Foul is called, though. Boy, it was looking pretty dicey there for a moment. Culpepper was in trouble. Had it poked away just briefly. It looked like Percy Julian was going to have a quick fast break with Angelia Hicks, but instead the foul called against Bilkis Brinson as she picks up her fourth foul. Wetumpka shooting free throws here as, when I say it was stolen away, it was a shooting effort from Culpepper. She will get the first free throw to rim around, but finally drop through. Second free throw from Culpepper. No good. Hicks came away with a rebound. Almost stepped out of bounds, but threw it off Richardson to keep possession with Percy Julian. 3:40 left to go. 51-37, Wetumpka. Tiana Thomas bringing it up and giving to Hicks. Hicks looking at the defensive setup here. And she'll give over. Now back to Hicks. She drives inside. Got a floater to fall there. Tiana Thomas had it for a moment and gave it right back. And Hicks got that floater to fall. 51-39 now with Tumpka with the advantage. Humphrey holding on to it here. Going to just burn a little bit of clock. Now she'll try and dribble with it. Drive inside. The jelly roll lay off the glass is good.
Great moves there from Aaliyah Humphrey. Not only the spin move to get the momentum and start crashing down the lane, but jump in the air. Nice little fingertip roll in.
Ball was tipped back into the backcourt. Percy Julian got it, but immediately turned it over again. Humphrey on a fast break will lay it in. Indians trying to provide a little bit of insurance here in the final couple of minutes. 2:30 to go. It's 55-39.
And if you're the Phoenix, you got to start scoring a little bit quickly. Time is quickly becoming a hindrance to your ability to get back into this game.
Brinson missed a floater. They passed back out to Brinson, though, as they got that board. She missed the three as well. Humphrey will be fouled at about midcourt as Wetumpka will inbound. Humphrey's going to come out of the ballgame here. Lexi Smith coming in her place with 2:15 to play. Smith inbounding for the Indians. Well, scratch that. A timeout called first by Coach Winchester. Wants to talk things over as we get to the final couple of minutes. And I imagine that you call that timeout just to get everyone to settle down a little bit, make sure they understand the mission here, knowing that Percy Julian can close the gap as quickly as we saw in that first half.
Yeah, and you got to think that Coach Winchester is going to be telling the girls right now, unless you've got a wide open path or you see a wide open woman, just kind of keep passing around, try to eat away at this clock a little bit, because with only 2 minutes and 15 seconds left and a 16-point gap here for the Phoenix, just try to eat away as much clock as you can and secure this win.
2:15 left as we come out of the timeout. Wetumpka holding on to possession and a double-digit lead at this point with Layla Culpepper inbounding. Don't want to play it too aggressive here if you're Wetumpka. But you also want to make sure not to give up any turnovers or easy buckets for Percy Julian. Culpepper will inbound. Looking for somewhere to go with it. She will fire it to Smith in the near corner, who drives down the baseline. One pass to Ballard there. Lost it. It was knocked out of bounds, though, and Wetumpka will hold on to it. Interesting battle in the post here tonight between Amari Brooks and Queen Ballard. Brooks was able to bat that one away as Percy Julian clearly getting her to lock on. Richardson has it from beyond the arc. She takes a couple steps up, was going to shoot, but had it stripped away by Hicks. Now Brinson in a fast break, can't get the lay. Rebound, though, for Percy Julian with Robinson. Hicks pulling a three now, overshot that. Brinson with a board, and very badly misfired the shot under the basket, but she was fouled in the process. Just a minute 54 left to go. Brinson at the free throw line after Maya Richardson was called for that foul, her second. Indians getting ready to make another substitution here as Charlisa Gibbs getting ready to go in for the Indians. Check that, Madison McDade. So McDade will go in for the first time tonight in the place of Queen Ballard, as Wetumpka leads it by 15. Brinson with the second free throw, and she makes both of them here to make it 55-41. Minute 50 left to go. Richardson now up the floor. Has Smith, who had an open look, but she'll instead burn some more clock. Gives to McDade, back to Smith. Richardson up top again. Now Culpepper on the far wing. Just dribbling around, trying to make this as difficult on Percy Julian as possible. Smith almost had it stolen, now stumbling for it as Percy Julian takes it away briefly. They're scrambling for it, and they get tied up there as Banks and Brinson both got a hand on it, and the jump ball will go to Percy Julian. 1:20 left now. Phoenix with possession, down by 14. Didn't make sure to stick around. We'll have post-game coverage of this girls' matchup, and then we'll get ready for the boys' matchup about 10 minutes after the conclusion of this ball game. Should be a fun one for the Indians that got a 57-52 win last matchup in about 2 weeks ago, as Percy Julian manages to get a quick basket there with Brinson, who drove in and got the lay, cutting it to 12. 55-43. Culpepper standing in the lane. She'll drive in now. Can't get the lay. Got her own board, though. Richardson giving to Dillard as she gives over to Smith, standing at the top of the key. 50 seconds left on the clock. Smith showing off the dribble moves a little bit here with 45. Now she'll drive. One more pass. Banks deflects it and goes to Culpepper instead, who was fortunately standing right behind her. 35 seconds. Dillard holding on to it here. A pass to Culpepper as Wetumpka just bleeding away this clock with no interest in actually scoring a basket here. Finally, a foul will come instead. Ja'Keisha Robinson going for the reach in with 25 seconds left to go. Wetumpka still not in the bonus here, so they would be, though, on the next foul. 25.4 as the clock reads. Smith standing in the backcourt. She'll finally step up here, dribbling behind the back a little bit. 20 seconds as a pass deflected and sent out of bounds with 17. Wetumpka going to come away with this one and move to 16-7 on the season after these last 15 seconds expire. Maya Richardson couldn't get the floater to go with 10 seconds on the clock. Brinson will drive, and she can't make a lay either. Still fighting for it with the final seconds going off. Culpepper picks it up, and that's the ball game. Wetumpka gets a 55-43 win over Percy Julian. The girls' team will sweep the Phoenix on the season with back-to-back victories over the Phoenix this year.